Our gospel reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the river Jordan. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think that you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." These are our scripture readings for today. Thanks be to God. When you think of the word hope, what comes to mind? What would be your definition of hope? And I'm not thinking of the Hope Diamond. A light at the end of the tunnel. Anyone else? What would you think of hope? Webster says that hope means a feeling that one desires will happen. Ground for expectation, a person or a thing that expectation centers on. In our reading today from Romans, Isaiah talked of hope. One of our Advent candles will be lit for hope. And at this time of year, many of us hope for different things. We hope for peace. We hope for the joy and the love that our Advent candles are also lit for. But there are those that at this time of year, hope turns to hopelessness. They look at what is to come, the cold winter, the shorter days, a time when we celebrate is not a time of celebration for them. I had the chance yesterday to talk to a person who filled in for me rather unexpectedly 2 weeks ago at the Millbridge Church. At the time, I was very thankful that this person had filled in for me, because she had like an hour's notice. I had help that day from another person who gladly came to my house to pick up the bulletins and the sermon that I had prepared, because I was on the way to the hospital with JT and I didn't have time to get them to the church. But yesterday, when I talked to this young lady that took my place, to thank her for stepping in and doing it, she looked at me and said, "You don't have to thank me." She said, "You don't realize what a blessing it was to be able to do that, to be able to actually lead a worship service, something that she had been hoping to do for a number of years, but had never had the opportunity." She considered it a blessing. It was a hope and a dream that had been fulfilled for her. And when you think of a homeless person who hopes that today will be the day that they get a hot meal, that maybe tonight they find a safe, warm shelter to stay in, or the person who's on the transplant list, who's hoping that today is the day that they might receive the organ that they need, all the while knowing that someone else will be suffering because of the loss of a loved one. And we're in basketball season. I thought of the kids, that klutzy kid that's got the size 11 shoes, that trips over his feet as he runs down the court, that just hopes he can make the basketball team, even if it means he's going to sit on the sideline and only maybe get to play a minute. He would be part of the team. Hope is there. We all need hope. We all need to dream, to be looking to the future for something. And our reading today in Romans talked about hope. The last verse, chapter 13. "May the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." The readings for the last couple of weeks, our gospel readings, have been more Lenten in nature. A couple weeks ago, we talked of the crucifixion. Today, we're talking of John the Baptist leading the way. There is hope in those readings. John would not have done what he did if he had not had the hope or the dream that something was going to happen, that these people who were coming to him were going to be changed. Paul had the hope, even as he sat in prisons or under house arrest, even as he was beaten, that the mission work he did changed lives, brought people to see the light. A few years ago, as I walked with a couple of friends, we were just talking, as you do when you walk, and I mentioned something about dreams and my hopes for the future. And they looked at me and they said, I don't have any dreams for the future. I don't have any hopes. And I honestly couldn't believe it, because if you don't have dreams, if you don't have hope, what do you have? What boosts you to get out of bed in the morning if it isn't the hope that today will be a good day, a better day? When we place our hope in Christ, when we listen to the scriptures and we see what John the Baptist did, what he gave his life for, when we listen to what Paul has to say, we have hope. Our hope didn't die on that cross. Our hope became a very vital living thing within us. And during this season, may our hope grow stronger. And may we use that hope to lift others, that they too may have hope and see the light that is reflected from the cross. Amen.